Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Mbombela en Rustenburg 33, Johannesburg 31, 32 grade. President Cyril Ramaphosa sal die week die land se afvaardiging vir die Wêreldekonomiese Forum in Davos, Switserland lei. Die Wêreldekonomiese Forum skop af op dieselfde dag as die presidentiële inhuldiging van Donald Trump wat nie in Davos sal wees nie, maar later die week aanlyn sal verskyn. Soos Lebohang Ndashe berig, sal Ramaphosa na verwagting môre die byeenkoms toespreek.
Ramaphosa's address is expected to touch on the economic priorities outlined by South Africa's Government of National Unity as the country looks to convince international investors to spend their money here. In his weekly newsletter this morning, Ramaphosa says that his address would be centered around the G20 agenda, saying that this cooperation should not only take place at government-to-government level. Some 350 top government officials and more than 900 CEOs will attend this year's forum, among the total of nearly 3,000 participants. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Die saak teen die voormalige speaker van die parlement, Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, is tot maart uitgestel. Sy het vanoggend vlugtig in die Pretoria Hooggeregshof verskyn. Mapisa-Nqakula staar 12 aanklagte in die gesig, insluitend die van korrupsie en geldwasery.
And if there is no agreement between them, then we'll hear this application again. But I highly accept that they will find each other. And thanks to the strides made by Mr. Lowe, on behalf of the state. And that also makes my work easier because I don't have to go through the pain of writing judgments.
Dit dan Aubrey Ledwaba, die adjunkregter-president van die Hooggeregshof. Die reguleerder van die privaat sekuriteitsbedryf het ondersoeke van sampel gestuur na beweringe dat sommige sekuriteitsverskaffers hulle skuldig maak aan misstand. Woordvoerder Swanelli Chikmolo sê 2 voorvalle is aangemeld in die Weskaap en KwaZulu-Natal van sekuriteitsverskaffers wat betrokke is by afpersing. Ander maatskappye is glo landwyd ook skuldig.
SIRA is working to ensure that those responsible are held accountable. Any security companies or individuals found to have violated the SIRA Act or contributed to these criminal acts will face strict regulatory measures, including suspension or deregistration upon conclusion of the investigations.
Die lughawensmaatskappy sê daar is voldoende lugvaartbrandstof by die Oortambo internasionale lughawe tot die einde van die maand. Samesprekings is nou onderweg om enige moontlike ontwrigtinge in Februarie te voorkom. Dit volg na 'n brand by die nasionale Petroleum Refinery van Suid-Afrika verlede maand wat produksie van brandstof nasionaal beïnvloed het. En tenslotte, Disney se Mufasa The Lion King het die naweek op nommer 1 in die Noord-Amerikaanse loket gebly. Die fliek het ook na raming meer as $15 miljoen oor die afgelope 7 dae verdien. Dit is gebaseer op die klassieke Lion King fliek wat in 1994 vrygestel is. Ek is Chanel Septema, top story at this hour. President Cyril Ramaphosa will leave the country's delegation for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this week.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, 'cause I've been chasing another